live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to rush through your phone calls here, and then I'm going to pause, hit some other news we haven't gotten to yet. And then I want to continue on with your calls, and Matt Bracken joins me to talk about the geopolitical developments here. But it is a 100% fact that 80-something days into this, a third of world fertilizer didn't get delivered. It's already causing massive problems, not just in other countries, but here. And we're not as unself-sufficient as other countries. And it's already causing mass inflation. Trump's recovery is being derailed. Howard Lutnick wrote the tariff deals to be defeated. He bet against it himself and made billions. And now the Supreme Court has struck it all down. And Trump's plan is failing. And then the Kool-Aid drinkers that are deep in the Kool-Aid are just everywhere. You're a traitor. You're a Muslim. You're a Marxist. You're a Russian agent. Trump's going to win $85 trillion D-chess. He's invincible. Shut up. And I'm just proven right again and again and again. This is not hard to predict. This stuff is very simple. And I'm just in horror right now. Absolute horror. Now, we had one caller call in. I said I wanted to hear from Jews on their view on all this. And a fake guy basically impersonating, so he could defame people. And I don't think that's fair to do that. It's not a joke. And then you had another guy who was very serious. And I appreciate his call. So if we're taking calls on Kentucky, we're taking calls on Israel, and Israel openly manipulating our elections, openly involved, openly swinging its dick around, and then what comes out of that? It just deepens the crisis. It just goes on and on and on and on, and then all the unsavory characters on the other side, that's why I'm in a rock and a hard place here. With Israel's leadership being so villainous, then the opposition to it, in many cases, is just drooling. And then you get somebody real like Massey that's eloquently opposing stuff that's just wrong. He gets sidelined and thrown overboard. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. So let's rampage through your calls. Who's been holding the longest here? That's who I'll go to. Jeff in Kentucky, the tie, Justin, Kyle J. Jeff in Kentucky, thanks for holding your own here.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Appreciate the time. I'll tell you one thing. Lie, cheat, steal, murder. It's a great ground game for these deep staters. Massey did not lose. I am not voting. I'm not going to vote. 2020, Sidney Powell Linwood said that the Kraken was going to be released. Whatever happened, nothing happened. I'm getting sick and tired of this happening all over the country. We're being lied, and the elections are stolen, just like what Stalin said. It's not about who votes. It's about who counts the votes. That's what's happening. I had a professor in college.
And as you said, that's what Stalin said. He was right. I don't care who casts the vote. I care who counts them.
Yeah. And a professor told me in college in a criminal justice class, he said, crime does pay. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. And that's when it really hit me that we're all under a deep state covert operation. And that's what we're dealing with here.
I agree. Crime pays if you get in with organized crime, elite government groups, corporate crime syndicates. It pays for a while. They'll usually burn you if they need to. They feed on their own. It pays up front, but it also destroys you in the end. But my problem is, and I'm not saying I'm some holier-than-thou guy, I don't think about scams. I don't think about weasel moves. I don't think about how do I target dumb people. I want smart people. I want to do a good job, have an association with them. I just genetically, I know how to study corruption and how it works, but I have no implementation of it. But you look at, they're like, I'll never forget the guy that wrote Obamacare, Gruber or whatever his name was. He got up on all these interviews on TV and said, I taught Obama how to lie. We tripled prices and raped all his constituents. It's so funny for insurance companies. It makes you think Mangione's a good guy. He just sits up there and just brags to university PhD scholar groups about, I'm going to teach you how to lie. They're like, just, oh God, teach me how to manipulate people. You destroy civilization when you dumb people down and then feed on them like they're cattle. That will bite you in the ass every time. You've got to raise them up. But that's what the knowledge of evil is, though. When you got Adam and Eve, or the archetypal humans, it wasn't they were retarded. It was they were pure. It was all perfect. They were just good. But then they were given the knowledge of evil, which are these viruses, these systems that once you get into them, they create their own systems. And that's where we are right now. Anything else?
Yeah, I won't mention his name. I grew up with a cabinet person in Trump's first term, and they had a falling out. You can probably imagine who that was, but they had a falling out, and I haven't spoken to my friend in probably 3 years, so I'll never know what happened between him and Trump. But something's going on with Trump. We all know that. Something just thanks to high heaven. You know, if he's taken on by Netanyahu and that whole team,
he acts, I agree. He acts like 70% different than the old Trump. And every week it gets worse. You see exactly. The conversion over. So is it pure blackmail, or did he just decide to join them through expediency?
Good question. why aren't the Epstein files released completely? What is all of this being hidden from us? What's going on?
Well, here's my problem. I study so much stuff, it's hard to even cover all the stuff I know is right. If I started trying to lie, or what's going to happen if I say this, I couldn't imagine living like that. But that's what most of these people live like. This morning, I decided not to lift weights because I only slept like 3 hours last night. So I got in my car and drove to another neighborhood that has a golf course on it. The sun's coming up. And I'm, just dressed normal, t-shirt, shorts, shoes. And there were already mainly older couples, I guess, in this neighborhood I drove over to. And I'm just walking, and I saw how they were timid. They were scared when I'd walk by, and they'd see other people and act weird. And I was just watching, how scared they were. And so much of the public is just, catatonic of political correctness, everything. I don't know why I'm telling that story. It was just I walked by 50 couples, mainly. It was all husbands and wives out walking on this this golf course before it opened up, and they all looked like they were deer in the headlights. It was just weird. I was like, I felt like their souls were sucked out, because I walked by 5-6 couples, and I'm like, and the woman would be like, I'd be walking, and she'd kind of go, ooh, when I was walking by. I'm like, God, I don't have upside down pentagrams and upside down crosses, tattoos or anything. But I was just looking at him. I was like, what happened to these people? I don't even know why I bring that into the context of this. It's just we have become so tame, and it's time to get out of our comfort zone and stop giving a damn. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people in this country, they just want to have their barbecues and just tend to the families. They do not want to hear the bad things that are really happening to us. Their head is in the sand. They do not want to know what's really happening.
And I can't imagine that selfishness. Like, they think that they're getting ahead by not caring, when it's the opposite. Thanks for the call. I don't know why I even told that story. It was just or maybe everybody knows who I am or something. It was just weird. So I'm like, because I go to parks and places and all over and hike. And sometimes I go to the, I go all the time to where they have the fire department roads where nobody's at. I just walked for 10 miles. I wouldn't see not one person. All these cool ponds and everything. It was just amazing. But today I went where people are at, and it was just like, I'd be walking, and the women would just ooh. They're all scared of me. I was like, what is going on here? What are they seeing when I come walking up? I guess I look like Lex Luthor or something. I don't know. But my point is, these are pussies. What's going on? Or are they possessed? Or, what do they see when I walk by? They're a body snatcher or something? I don't know. It was weird, man. It was weird. Weird. But everybody instinctively knows the end of an era is here. They're all having anxiety deep down. And so I guess with me, I'm carrying all this energy and this weight of all this. And I guess, you're walking along and the sun's coming up and it's just getting light, and here comes Alex Jones marching towards you. I guess it just happened over and over and over and over. And I was like, let me just really walk really nice. Maybe I'm walking aggressively. Let me just walk really wimply. And he would slow down. And I'd be like, oh, let me. I said, well, there's another one 100 yards up before they see me. Let me just kind of walk slow, get my phone out. By the end, I was doing like a test. I'm like, and I'm sitting there on my phone walking like, you know, a mile an hour. And I look over and the people are looking at me in horror. I don't know what it was. It was weird, man. Let's go ahead and talk to Jay in Alabama, who's Jewish. He wants to give his take on the situation and all this craziness. What's it like, Jay, to be the center of attention?
Shalom, Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Alex Jones. I belong to a Chabad down here in Alabama, which was the last place I thought I would ever belong to. After being from Massachusetts, I grew up in a somewhat orthodox setting. And that Zev Zelenko, the rabbi, there's three rabbis there. One's kind of a Zionist, and one's kind of like a, like kind of like you and I, and then there's another one. I can't quite figure him out. But I would love you to speak with Rabbi Yoshi Freeman and or his dad, Rabbi Manus Friedman. And there's a lot that I hear on here, and I've been listening to you for years. I take all your products. I take 13 different supplements every day.
Thank
almost.
You.
And I love them all.
But I think what you're getting here is people don't get the diversity of rabbis and Jewish thought, and they'll hand pick, and then they'll demonize it off of a few statements here and there. Where I'm defending there, then I get upset by what Netanyahu's doing, which is obviously incendiary for part of a larger plan. But sorry, I love Zeb Zelenko. What a beautiful soul. What a great man. Was so sad when he died. Yeah, he was on the week before he died. He said, I'm having heart surgery. I'll probably die, but I love you all. He was so strong, and I was so sad when he died.
I was listening. So, but a couple things that I'm not the most learned individual. That's why those rabbis that I mentioned, Freeman, there's about 11 of them, and they're all wonderful people. And they're welcoming, and they're easy to talk to, not like that. And I got nothing against Lomo, what's his name there? The rabbi you had on the other day. I don't even know why you talked to him. I wouldn't talk to him. But anyways.
Well, he asked to come on. You're talking about Shmoly.
Shmoly, yeah. But he is intelligent. So I will give him that, but he's a bit of a, he's got in his mind, I understand. I've been listening to you for 20 years, so I understand what happened in the baloney, I won't swear, that happened up in Connecticut. I understand. So, but there are very orthodox parishioners, I guess, or part of the congregation there that listen to you there also. And then there are some that think, you know, they're only reading and getting little clips, so you kind of been tainted. But I go in there and I wear my Alex Jones with right shirt and my hat, my black hat there with the InfoWars and all that. Anyways, I'm a bit of a...
Well, you understand what I'm doing. I want everybody to stop this, so I'm nice to everybody. So
what I'd love to see is everybody kind of have a communication where people got along. You know, I have friends that are Arabs that are here in America, and we get along just great. We eat the same food, and, you know, we discuss... Well, I'm a truck driver, of all things, and that nobody can believe a Jewish truck driver, but I'm a Jewish truck driver, and I'm doing very well, and I'm very grateful that I've been here for 18 years, and I've been driving since 1988. But, you know...
Hey, I was a large animal vet assistant, and you'd be surprised in East Texas how many Jews there are running their own farms, their own ranches. And people think like Jews are only doctors and lawyers. There's Jews doing everything.
Yeah. But there's two things I wanted to say. You said the other day, Purim. It's not Purim. It's Purim.
Sorry. I get everything wrong. Sorry.
No,
I can barely speak English. Come on.
Yeah. And then,
I don't have a teleprompter either. So remember, I'm just like, you know.
And then Tucker Carlson, who I've listened to for 20, 30 years, that I love. But he's not real liked right now because the Megillah is read every Purim, and the Megillah is the Book of Esther. And the Book of Esther, he got it all wrong. But I don't, you know, he's not Jewish, and so he doesn't know the Book of Esther. And essentially, Esther saved the Jewish people from being killed by King Ahasuerus. And because somebody wouldn't bow to Haman, And because he said, I only bow to God. And that was, anyways, it's a lot. But the rabbi that I'm talking up to you about, I think I would just love to have you have a good conversation on the goodness of Judaism. This rabbi, he goes around and lights menorah lights in Alabama.
Well, let's do this. Let's do this. I'll put you on hold if you can give me his name, if you got his number. I would love, you know, we had some super ultra Orthodox Jews show up like days before M4s got shut down 2 weeks ago. And I had to go to a legal meeting, so I drove by, and they had these big signs out. And I said, oh, those are ultra-Orthodox Jews. I bet they're like Nutricardi or something. I said, you know, Rob did was the office to go out and interview them. And, you know, we talked to them and got their whole view on it. But I want to have bigger discussions. I want to have larger discussions about all that. And I appreciate your call. Get Jay's info and the name of that rabbi again. I know he says Freeman, but there's a lot of Freemans out there. So maybe you can give us the information or a website or something. All right, let's go to the next caller, the longest holding here. That would be Justin in Kentucky on the election. Justin, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, long-time listener. I've been listening to you since 2015, right before you started supporting Trump. I bought your first book signed, loved it. I even got it on the Audible.
Thank you. I was surprised
it was on there so I could listen to it at work.
Thank you.
My favorite supplements are Brain Force and your iodine. I don't even know if you can get the Brain Force anymore, but the Brain Force Ultra, I loved it.
We need to bring that back.
So... What I call for is I live here in Indiana. I'm a purebred Indiana Christian boy. I live 5 minutes from Kentucky, where that district is for Massey. And just like all the other callers that called in, you know, I work with these people from Kentucky. You know, they come across the river. I can go across. It's not very far. There ain't nobody that knows who this Ed Galen guy is. Nobody knows who he is. I mean, this is Massey country. I mean, it's either somehow they managed to brainwash all these old school MAGA folks, or they stole it. I mean, there's no way.
Well, I think it's a mix of both. I mean, they ran massive TV, radio ads, print ads. But
yeah.
But how do you get a 357% increase in turnout, and how do you have 10,000 plus votes that magically appear a few hours before in mail-in that are basically all for this guy?
It's that Israel lobby, man. Something's got to be done about it. You know, nobody seems to even really care up there in D.C. I mean, it's a problem. I'm totally, you know, I love this administration the first 4 years, and it was good for, you know, when he got reelected. I voted for Trump 3 times. But I'm telling you right now, I'm off of it. I'm off of it, man. I'm not a war guy at all. I don't like war. And he was supposed to be the, you know, anti-war president, and here he is. I mean, we're getting ready. World War III, World War IV coming.
What are you, an Iranian agent? I've been called an Iranian agent. Trump's like, if you elect Kamala, she'll go to war with Iran. That'll close the strait. That'll kill the economy. Yeah. You vote for me, you get peace. And I'm like, hey, you're going back against your promise. Shut up, traitor.
Hey, another thing is I watch you on Rumble, you know, almost every day, and I listen to your work, you know, on my headphones, whatever. I have never, ever one time been censored on your Rumble channel for anything I say. But today I went on several different Rumble channels and just simply said it was stolen from Massey. It's fraud. Guess what? Bang, censored. It's unbelievable. These people are showing themselves. They're all showing their asses, man. Excuse me for.
So you're saying you were like in the Rumble's been the best free speech outlet out there. You're saying you were on Rumble. Rumble chat
and some of the big channels. I can't remember all the names of them or whatever, but you know, the ones they put up there and highlight in the morning, you know, I got on there and just type Massey one, this is a fraud, bam, muted, silenced, you're done. It's just, why would you censor, you know, something like that?
Well, let me tell you, the Pentagon has a censorship system in since the early 50s. And that's why when we saw Secretary of Defense show up, Massey was 20-something points ahead in all the real polls. And I was like, oh, he'll win last week if they don't steal it. And when I saw Hegseth show up and how he was acting, what he said he will lose. Let me tell you, the Pentagon didn't go do that for no reason. So that, you know,
what's with this Hegseth, man? What is he doing? It's ridiculous. You know, they have, you know, has this ever happened before in the past where they
Look, Hegseth's a combat veteran. He was over there in a bunch of jurors. He's mad at the Muslims, which I totally get. And then he just sees Israel as an ally, so he's going to do whatever. He's not a bad person. He believes in it. And we have to understand, a lot of people who are fighting, they believe they're right. Okay, well, Hegseth said do it. When Mossad said do it, even the IDF said didn't do it. The Pentagon said don't do it. The CIA said don't do it. The point is, we're right. It didn't work. So let's cut through the BS. The mullahs didn't fall, and now we're getting sucked into a wider war. So I just bypassed this whole thing about, oh, you're for the mullahs. No, I said 86 days ago when this started, on March 1st, that three-hour Saturday show, I said, if they fell, I'd be great, but they're not going to. This has been wargamed, and so there's no debate here. We're being sucked into something that will kill the global economy. It already is, derail everything Trump's doing, and he won't admit he's been conned. But that's why we've got to keep putting this out, putting this out. Thanks for the call. All right, we're going to go to break. And we're going to come back, and I'm giving each caller a lot of time, which I love doing, but I won't get to all of you if I don't speed up. So I'm going to try to shut up and give you each about 2 minutes, and I'll make a comment quickly after what you say and move on. Because we got Matt Bracken coming up with huge news as well, and so much other interesting stuff we need to cover. Briefly, this is a product that I got 6, 7, 8 months ago at a department store that is a Faraday cage, anti-RFID, super lightweight wallet that's leather and aerospace aluminum. It holds 25 cards, 20 bills on top of that. It's little. It slips right in your pocket. You'll never want to go back to another wallet after you have this. We have it with Don't Tread on Me and 1776. We're also having some come out because people just like murdered out clean. Because I told them to get those too, but those are coming in. But these are great with the designs, limited edition. They're going to sell out quickly. The new Freedom Shield wallet. The new Freedom Shield RFID wallet is here. So people can't point these little readers at you and grab all your information off your chips on your cards and more. The new Freedom Shield RFID wallet is here. It comes in two powerful patriotic designs, Don't Tread on Me in 1776, made with top grain leather and aerospace grade aluminum. This thing is slim, strong, secure, and built for everyday carry. It holds up to 25 cards and 20 bills, has RFID blocking protection and secure cash strap and quick pull tab access, so you get strength, security, and premium patriotic design all in one wallet. Normally $69, like $80 in stores. It's $49 for everybody else, but for VIPs, $39.20, $10 off for VIPs. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's a big buy one, get one free on the T3 iodine and methylene blue that ends in less than 48 hours at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
When